We're joined now by Suzanne Luker. She is a health program manager at the Fulton County Department of Health and Wellness, and she's also a leading member of a CDC-funded high-impact HIV prevention program. Good morning, and thanks for joining us, Suzanne.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've spoken before, but it's that time of year again. June the 21st through June the 27th is HIV Awareness National HIV Testing Week. The message is talk HIV, test HIV, treat HIV. What are you going to be doing, and why is this important?
Knowing about HIV is very important. HIV is a sexually transmitted disease, and it's preventable if you take precautions. So we take this week of national awareness and try to get as many people knowledgeable about HIV, how to prevent it, and what to do about getting tested and then getting treatment if you need that.
It seems like so many people get mixed messages in their early sexual development, and they may either be afraid of sex or totally a freak about sex. But the reality is, wherever you fall in that spectrum, you need to be careful and take the appropriate measures to make sure you don't get an STD, right?
That's correct. And we're 30 years into the HIV/AIDS epidemic. And the best way to prevent acquiring any sexually transmitted infection or disease is by using protection, being abstinent, which is not having sex, or being in a monogamous relationship and both of you know that you don't have any infections when you go into the relationship.
And one thing I can certainly vouch for is our public educational system is doing their best to scare children about STDs, because I've got a 14-year-old who came home for a couple of years here with information I'm not sure that I needed to know particularly, but but is making teenagers aware that this is, you can have 10 minutes of passion, or anybody, and can leave you with a lifetime of heartache.
And that's correct. And so many times the schools don't provide the information about protection. They do try to instill fear about sex and about what you can get from having sex. They show scary pictures, and those freak me out. I'm sorry. But the best way is to talk about protection, to talk about relationships. Like you said, it's not 10 minutes. If you're going to be intimate with someone, you should know them. And lots of times kids forget that because they're kids.
Well, and there are different echelons of people that I know it's important to get the message to get tested for HIV. Everybody from illicit sex workers to just everyday average people to even maybe some older folks in these old folk homes that have turned out to be a hotbed of STDs, as we read in recent times.
Sometimes they do. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that everyone between 13 years old and 64 years old be tested for sexually transmitted infections, particularly HIV, at least once in their lifetime. And then if you are engaging in risky behaviors, if you're having sex without a condom, if you have multiple sex partners, if you have other sexually transmitted infections like syphilis, gonorrhea, or if you practice using drugs or alcohol, and then we want you to also get tested more frequently.
We're talking with Suzanne Luker this morning about HIV/AIDS Testing Week. Mm-hmm. This is part of our Fulton Focus segment here on WCLK. The county has a number of events coming up. For this week coming, you've got an event. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Okay, we have several, mainly on June the 27th. Friday, June the 27th is actually the National HIV Testing Day. And on the 27th, we'll be at the Mall West End. And again, we're partnering with the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. And we will be doing testing as well as free condoms. And we'll be there from 11 in the morning till 8 at night. We're also going to have a live DJ. And we'll have a radio station personality there. I'm going to let that kind of simmer. You have to check back and see who that personality is going to be.
And so that's National HIV Testing Day on Friday, June the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Suzanne, for people that might want more information on these events around Fulton County, is there a good place for them to go? Obviously, FultonCountyGA.gov is the county website. And I know that the national organization that's promoting National HIV Testing Week USA has a site up at nhtwus.org. So those are a couple of places to go. Suzanne, we've talked about this a little bit before, that mm-hmm. in this country it's almost like a generational divide, not necessarily related to technology, but people of a certain age remember when HIV/AIDS was a death sentence,
mm-hmm.
and it was an awful, awful time. Now it's, depending on the echelon and level of health care you have and your overall health, AIDS can be managed, can't it?
It really doesn't matter about your income. If you have HIV, yes, it is very manageable. It is, you just need to take medication, the proper medication, see the doctor, be safe. You can go to the Fulton County Health Department or any other health department around the state, or some other locations as well, and get treatment for HIV. And it, you can go also to your private provider. So there are options that don't depend on how much you make a year or whatever, or if you have insurance or not. You can get treatment for HIV. And we encourage you to first get tested. And then if you do find out you have HIV, to go to the doctor, take your medication.
There are many issues we might talk about here on WCLK during our public affairs block that maybe only apply to one segment of our community, or we'll talk about maybe homeless people or people with visible handicaps. But you know what? Everybody's having sex, or most everybody, every economic level, every profession, every neighborhood and zip code in the county.
That's right.
And so this is an issue that can touch every single family.
That's absolutely true. And one of the things we hear, I work at the health department sometimes, is, oh, he wouldn't have HIV. He, you know, he makes too much money, or he drives a nice car, or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's HIV is based on your behavior. So it's not who you are, but it's what you do that puts you at risk for HIV and other sexually transmitted infections.
Suzanne, thank you so much for taking the time with us this morning to talk about National HIV Testing Day.
You're very welcome, and I encourage everyone to find a testing location if you haven't been tested for HIV, and get tested so you'll know your status. Talk about HIV, talk with your kids about HIV and sex.